Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Praise the Lord. Put your right hand on your chest.
God bless the homeland, Ghana, and make our nation great and strong. Oh, to the faithful, ever, the cause of freedom and of right. Fill our heart with true humility, make a cherished village honesty, and help us to resist oppressors through with all our will.
Hallelujah. You may be, now let's stand for the reading of the word. Immediately after that, then you can take your seat. Say a good amen. This morning in the W3 service, Word Worship Wonders, we read Psalm number 33, verse number 12 to 22. In the F5 service, the Fresh Fire for Family and Friends, which our second service, we read the same scripture. So, but I want us to read our foundation scripture for life, John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. Right after that, we'll read Psalm number 33, verse number 12 to 22, and then I'll allow you to take your seat. Psalm number 33, 12 to 22. In the meantime, it's John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." As a panel, said, "You, honey, try to come out here. Do me, you know, and yet you know, any of you know, back up." Your hand in some part, it's a to me, you know, Emua, a year, do you know any of you know about creative answer? No, was it? And quite if you room, mommy and tell brother, so
now he'll have phobia or not about sorry, best sorry, a fashion as cinema and about Philip of Fibre side. I will Galilee on channel because you're in so rare. You perceive who is you and about Philip of Fibre side. I will Galilee on channel because you're in so rare.
Then we read Psalm number 33, verse number 12 to 22. Psalm 33, verses 12 through to 22. The Bible said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." This connotation only tells me, it's a figurative implication that tells me that a nation deserves a God. Or let me put it in the right person. Yeah. A nation deserves a God. Let me turn it around. A God or Almighty God deserves this nation. Because God has invested and helped you too many, many times, invested too much into you, Ghana. Give God the opportunity to love you. Please. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. He puts a semicolon in the punctuational sign. A semicolon is makes a primitive statement, and then it makes a descriptive definition of the above statement. That is what the connotation of the punctuational sign means. And the people whom he had chosen for his own inheritance, that means that God can choose a nation for an inheritance. Because you have been chosen to be his own inheritance, the Lord looketh from heaven and beholdeth all the sons of men from the place of his habitation. He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. He considered it. I'm saying in the F5 service, he considered all the innocent blood that have been shed in our country. He considered it. I'm not repeating anything. You know, I will not even repeat scriptures in any of the service. I don't preach the same message in two services. I'm preaching three different messages straight in all day. You can listen to it on podcast in the same message. Praise God. I come well, some may call you be a baby, you be and come going with baby now. Fee no me, hey, you know me, dear. I was in Timijina, hey, yeah, and I'm yes, I hey, yeah. It's in one here, but to the Amanuel. Tia! Ubet you, praise the Lord. I like it. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considered all, not some of them, their works. He considered it. Everything you are doing in a secret, the Lord considers it. I know that you are a recipient of the grace of Jesus Christ, but grace cannot be abused because you didn't pay for it. As a matter of fact, you were not eligible to it. You know, when I see these, over emphasize new life realities, and they talk about once saved, forever saved, and all that kind of, you don't even need to confess your sins, and all that kind of theorems and doctrine, whatever they want to call it, and all that. I'm telling you, you were in the last days. We're running out of time. It didn't mean so. A church that is going to bring you balance from the pulpit. Balance. The first part of the balance is that you are a heavenly being. As a matter of fact, you are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. And as we're standing here, the time of everybody's lifespan is depleting with speed. So whether you are saved or not, your time is depleting. Whether you are an educated person or not, you know, your time is depleting. Whether you are an illiterate or an elite, your time is depleting. Whether you live a rich or a poor life, that does not really matter in the presence of God. Your time is depleting. The judge is by the door. He will lay his table and all shall appear before his judgment seat. Whatever they are doing with their life, they shall come and account for it. Whether you are born again or a Muslim, whether you are a Hare Krishna or Hindu, Shintoist, whether you are an atheist, whoever, God will judge you. Period. Your advantage is to accept Christ Jesus as Lord and his personal Savior. When he is in your heart and in your life, and if he's your personal Savior, it simply means, the Bible said in John chapter 3 verse number 18, verse number 18, he that have the Son is not condemned, but he that does not have a relationship with the Son of God is already, whilst we are on earth, condemned. But this rather is judgment, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness. Men, they don't like darkness. They love darkness. Just like a man will sing ballads to a woman. If you mon penny for so na ba muso, mon penny for ya mumu wamu bobo tie nicely a jamaifa. Young girls and mon penny for ipe. Honorable, but they don't do the honorable thing. Who put it in one for honorable nanka ukra nani buefu? And but they don't do the honorable thing. I look at you know the things that this nation is going through, and I realize that if we will fear God and eschew evil, if we will accept Christ and walk in his precepts. You know, when I hear these people and they're talking about, you know, once you are saved, it doesn't matter. If you commit sin before God, it's a mistake. It is not a sin. Really? Read Isaiah 58, verse 1. Sometimes I'm preaching, the people say, why is he shouting? Because you can't hear. Because you cannot hear. This means Tiam Dinding. We are no camber of Nenzo Kamwam. Tiam Dinding. Not Tiamu. Yan Dinding. Freeze water.
And no doho.
And no doho. Do not abate it.
Mawonesso set to Trubento.
Mawonesso set to Trubento. Naden.
Nekame my mratuo. Niyako fear bonnet show.
Kawamamratuo. And Jacob Ghana. This is not like your pastor's message.
God
has sent me to warn. This is not, no. We are not joking here.
God
have sent me to warn you. You cannot take holy things.
This
is a metaphor of the blood of Jesus and the flesh of Christ. Do you hear me?
If this
is a metaphorical presentation or representation of the blood of Christ and the flesh of Christ, then ladies and gentlemen, it simply means that he was bruised for your iniquities. Bruised. You know what bruises are? Bruised for your iniquities. Huh? He was crushed for your transgression. I'm talking about Isaiah 53 right now. I'm quoting Isaiah 53 right now. Will you who are King Kai me pebro phone qua Isaiah and Uncle B Q King Kai a ye free no bro Isaiah 53 you know you ha but King Kahamti.
Who had believed our report?
Who
has believed our report?
And to whom is the arm of the Lord?
Is the arm of the Lord revealed?
For he shall grow up before him.
He will come out as a tender shot out of a dry ground.
He had no form nor
comeliness. The Bible said he had no form of comeliness that we should desire him.
There is no beauty that we should
desire. There was no beauty in the Christos. The affliction that he went through just to pay a price for you to become saved. You take salvation for granted. I see these people and they do not respect God. They do not respect God. Even the way we come to church, the time we come to church and everything, it tells me that seriously, we do not respect God. If the American embassy tells you to be there at 6 o'clock to receive your visa, you'll be there at 3 a.m. But you come to church when you want to come. You are not serious with God. I've already told you this year, if you really want to succeed this year with God and with everything you're doing in the marketplace, number one, fear God. Number two, rend your heart. Number three, put God first. Number four, make him a priority. Number four, be serious. But most of you are not serious. And because we are not serious with God, we have taken it to the nation. We are not serious with the nation, with our families. And it has gone on and gone on. We live lives anyhow. We take it so frivolous, so loose, and so lackadaisical. That is where we are. Tonight I'm preaching the heart of God and the word of God. That is why, because we are not serious with Christ and God, we've taken it to the nation and taken it to our relationships. We have taken even it to our marriages, and that is why our marriages are failing. Preachers are divorcing. What do you want us church members to do? Preachers are divorcing, and when you talk about it, they say, touch not my anointed.
So
God have called me to wonder.
Daniel,
touch not my anointed. Don't you think you are setting a bad precedent for the parishioners, the children of God, to follow?
Daniel,
Shawakon also. See, idea, control yourself. There is something which is part of the fruit of the spirit. It is called self-control. Come on into you.
Everybody here needs it.
And when I say self-control, I'm not talking about in terms of, you know, fornication, promiscuity, adult. No, no. That's not what I'm talking about. Self-control in terms of the things you crave, the things you want, the things, you know, you are hungry for. The Bible said, where your heart is, there also your treasure will be. You better listen to what we are saying, because your hunger and your cravings will determine where you spend eternity. I will repeat that again. Your hunger and your cravings will determine where you spend eternity. I'm telling you, you can accept Christ Jesus and your as your Lord and personal Savior, but if you don't take lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of this life out of your heart, brother, you are on your way to hell.
Daniel,
this young man by the name Anoche was buried yesterday. Young talent, potential, he is gone.
By now,
the judgment of God has been passed.
Everybody,
I was preaching on Vision One. Reverend and I also brought, you know, an acronym. It is an abbreviation that formed the word A B C D. Anybody can die.
Anybody
can die. The preacher can die. The deacon can die. The elder can die. The prophet can die. The prophet one can die. The major prophet can die. The master prophet can die. The priest can die. The vicar can die. The bishop can die. Canon can die. The cardinal can die. The pope can die.
Therefore,
Jesus said, watch and be ready.
Be ready!
You can't avert it. It's inevitable. There is no way, in any way you are going to stop it. It's definitely coming. I'm telling you, you were not like this. And if you stood in the mirror, you didn't used to be like this. You were fresh. You were nice. You were sweet. You were more masculine. You were more energetic. But the strength is depleting now, day by day. It's depleting day by day. Every day you watch in yourself in the mirror and you can see the wrinkled lines and they are coming up. I'm telling you, when I look at all these fine men of God who are seated here, from Prophet Tim, Prophet Maji, I look at them, from Prophet, you know, what is his name, Frederick Danzo, I look at them very carefully and I look at that. I have seen a shift in their heart in terms of when they came out, when we knew them, we saw them on our television screen. The things they used to love, the things they used to pursue, now are not the things they pursue. The things they used to pursue, now they call it all done for the sake of the Christ, that they may be won by the Christ and go to win others. And so the things that they pursue, I mean, those days they would have loved to read the script, and if it's appealing, they go for it. Sometimes it's not even appealing, they go for it, because sometimes you are after the notoriety. You need to be known more. You must be a celebrity. You must get more following on social media, what people think about you and all that kind of thing. You must be able to get all this into the retrospection or the panoramic view of the whole picture, when people, how society views you and all that kind of thing. But now they can't be bothered whether they are known or they are not known. They even will tell you that it becomes even a bother and a problem when you become you become very popular to the public eye. You cannot even hide. You want to buy cocoa and cutter, they go like Majid is buying cocoa and cutter. You want to go and buy Banku and Nkrumah, they say like Timothy Benkutum. Now he is Benku from the roadside. So even popularity becomes a burden and a bother. But if I know Jesus, the Bible declares that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his I'm talking the heart of God and the fellowship of his suffering, be made conformable unto his death. Oh yes, sir. And so there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The Bible said they came to Philip and Nathaniel and said, sir, we want to see Jesus. We didn't come to the feast. We are not here for the feast. We are not here to joke. We came here because when you meet Jesus, you meet healing. When you meet Jesus, you meet favor. When you meet Jesus, you meet abundance. When you meet Jesus, you meet signs and wonders. When you meet Jesus, the doors open. When you meet Jesus, you are favored. When you meet Jesus, you are lifted. When you meet Jesus, if you are a liar, he twisted round. You become integral. When you meet Jesus, your bad life is abolished. Somebody shout, hey! Sit down, you are up too early. Listen to what we are talking about. In other words, he went on the cross. The Bible says, it's very interesting when you read the account in Philippians, you know, he said he did not consider himself equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and humbled himself and made himself as a fashion of a slave. He went on the cross and died the death of the cross. Therefore, God has also exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall, hey, I'm talking to Ghana, Jawabusum Fira, every knee must bow. I'm talking to you about Jesus. A young man went to the United Nations, stood there and said, heads of states and ladies and gentlemen, as I address United Nations, I know you may have all your children. Some may be atheists, some will be Muslims, some will be Buddhists, some may be Hare Krishnas, but I came here to share a dream I had. I had a dream and Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, the Bread of Life, came to me in my dream and told me that you have been condemned to die. And he said to me that I have come to redeem your life from the domain of darkness into the domain of my life. If you can go and share me with your influence to the United Nations. And I came to share my dream, that if anybody that will confess him with his mouth and believe in his heart that God has raised him up from the dead, the Bible said he shall be saved. He was saying this in the United Nations. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everybody who believes.
signs. I came to announce to you and to tell you the sign and the wonder from what we want to talk about. Everybody in this way, everyone in this place, you were condemned to die. First Peter chapter 1 verse number 17 and 18. For we know that we have not been redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your useless traditions which you received from your fathers. You know, before I stop, and I will want you to, we have not been redeemed with corruptible things such as silver or gold from your vain traditions you receive from your fathers. The traditions you receive from your fathers. Vain comes from vanity. And everybody in this place, now people are not lovers of the Christ. They are the lovers of the things. They don't go to church because of Jesus Christ. They go to church because they want a visa to go to Italy. They go to church because they want a husband. If they don't get a husband, they leave the church and go to another one. Well, I'm announcing to you, you know how we do it here. We are not here because of husbands. Huh? You can get a husband anywhere. You can go, come on, please. You can get a husband anywhere. Jesus didn't die for you to get a husband. Don't insult God. God and his Christ and salvation and redemption and regeneration and emancipation goes far beyond that. I'm telling you, you are thinking of the provisions. And Jesus was telling them the other day in Matthew chapter 6, he made it very clearly to them before he built up that way. He said, for all these things the Gentiles seek, but you seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. You cannot build a nation without righteousness. If our ministers of states are not righteous, this nation is going anywhere. It's going nowhere. If the president, his excellency, is not a righteous man, this nation will never succeed. I'm telling you, I'm talking to you, the heart of God. If the police service, it does not fear God and they are not righteous, they are going down. Their efforts shall be in vain. I want to talk to everybody in the place of notoriety and influence. You got to understand, it is righteousness that exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I came here tonight to renew my love for Jesus Christ and my heart for Jesus Christ. Because if a man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm telling you, all things are lawful, but not all things are permissible. All things are lawful, but I will not be subject to the pressure under any. You better hear what we are talking about. I come to the Lord Jesus. He fills me with the Holy Ghost and with power. I am anointed to go and do exploit. I become the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Wherever I go, they see light, they see souls. Wherever I go, I change the composite nature of that particular place, because the God of the Bible lives in the inside of me. The God of the Bible lives in the inside of me. How can I lie? How can I cheat? How? When you talk about it, they argue it is not by works. I believe, but God will judge you by works. Salvation is not by works, it's by grace. But judgment shall be by works. We shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and we shall account for the things we did with our bodies. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. The Spirit says, yes, they shall rest from their labors and their works. Their works shall follow them. Matthew chapter number 6, no, it's 16, verse number 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall reward every man according to their works. What? Because it's so sad. If this Jesus shed his blood, why do we repay him so bad? This blood shed for you. Why do you repay so bad? Something. You collect your things and I'm going to wash. Jesus didn't wash when he had to save you. Something is wrong with this generation. When somebody died for you. I mean, are you serious? You are in church whilst you are hearing God's word. Your phone rings and it was your boyfriend. Where are you? I'm in church. But you went to church this morning. Why are you in church again? It's an evening service communion. He said, come now. Oh, we are in church. Let me close. When I close, I will come. We are coming to take communion. The girl takes the flesh in the name of Jesus. Amen. And drinks the blood. He drinks it like Fanta. He doesn't see it as blood. Yes, Kweku, I'm now finished. Where are you? He said, come home. This girl can go home, the boyfriend's house, and lift his leg like this after communion. And they tell me by grace. And this is practical things that are happening. I'm talking about seriousness in this place. Practical stuff that happens. And they had the same people. And Jesus is sitting on his throne and watching you. I bled for you. I died for you. They spat upon me for you. They crushed me for you. For you! Is that how you repay me? That's why I love Isaiah chapter 1. The Bible said in verse number 2, Isaiah 1, 2. Hear, O Israel, you know, the Lord of God speaking. If you read verse number 15, he said, you lift up your hands and multiply prayers, I will turn my eyes away from you, for your hands are full of your blood. Blood! And then he makes a very interesting, you know, presupposition in verse number 16. Interestingly, he said, you know, wash your hands, make yourself clean, help the widow, and bless the, what is saying, the orphan, and come, let's reason together. Now God is bargaining. Let's reason together. If your sins be as colored, it shall be as wool. It is be red as crimson. It shall be, you know, white as snow. If you are willing, the thing is not by force. God is love. God is amazing. I don't want you to miss this part. God is love. God is amazing. He's a kind God. He's a generous God. He died on the cross. He did all the things. He gave his only begotten son for you. He has blessed and nourished you with his grace. But you, if you are not willing to receive it, it can never be activated. Yeah, this phone is a device, not a phone. This device works very interestingly. This device can be used to stream what I'm doing live. It takes photographs. It can be a radio. It can be a television. At the same time, this thing can be a little miniature computer. It can do a lot of things. But if I don't connect it to a network, plus if it is not connected to that network's data, it is useless. So we will have to receive what he is given before it works. Because you are not receiving his love, and his love is not, you know, when you met don't know yet, then or Tiano Montias here. When you met Tiania, what don't God chastens them that he loves. When you preach like this, they don't want it. They want you to talk like, yeah, all is going to be well. You're going to America and Canada. Cuts in Canada, not the end. Crawford to Canada, Shiri. Crawford to Canada, Shiri. He presents his blood, for the life of every creature is in the blood. How can you go to church and the church is not in you? How can you be in Christ and Christ is not in you? And I'm asking this question not to you, but also to God. How can God be too good to you? Ebola went everywhere. Ebola didn't come here. You are so ungrateful, oh Ghana. So ungrateful. Our leaders don't understand why I'm telling them to abolish idol worship from all national platforms. They don't understand. They say that, who is that? And they send people to come around and then, you know, try to buy into my mind. What are you talking about? You should be very thankful that I am not making advances towards the Flagstaff house, because I haven't received the instructions yet. Thank God that I'm not fixing my speakers for Jesus Rally only for Flagstaff house. Jesus Rally Jubilee house. Jesus Rally Jubilee house. You should be thankful I'm not gravitating towards that place. You are asking me why? Simple answer. Because God is a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children to the third and fourth generations. Ghana, praise God. When I look at the iniquity of our fathers, it is only Jesus that can break the curse from the escalating to third and fourth generations. A nation that was built in gold. Those days when you know, our kings are carried in palanquins and these guys come dancing, the king can take a little signet, pure 24 carats of gold, and hand over to the little girl as a gift. That was how wealthy we were as a country. Ton fendi. If it is real gold, do you think they can be walking about? They used to carry their hands because this thing was too heavy. Now they don't carry anybody's hands. They walk like that. And this country is so sad. After independence, when I look at where we came from, during President Kovor's time, when we did the, you know, revaluation of the city, $1 was equal to one city. £1 was equal to one city. Today, £1 is equal to 6 cities, 40 pesos. $1 is equal to 5 cities, 30 pesos. And I hear statistics like our GDP growth is, we are growing faster than all the nations in the world. Really? And I'm going to ask person. Lamentations chapter 5. Let's read from verse number 3. Lamentations chapter 5. Yeremia kwajum. Itinum. Ikinkenfri. And I'm going to read English. I'm going to read tree. Let's start with the tree first. Enkrofunye juma that they can form unemployment association. Uo nyansa yede formu association. Uo ni nyansa yede start a company. Our educational system as a nation that is 62 years is not functional. That is why when you finish university, you are not profitable to the job market. Because the universities are not training according to the job market. They are training you to get an academic paper. Paper! Which does not mean anything. They catch on. Your PhD don't mean anything. I'm telling you, it's just paper. Oh, I'm talking to you. You better hear what we are talking about. When I was in England, people can come into a job, and they are so, I mean, from Ghana. They come from Ghana, you know, BA Horns, MA Horns, and all that. The manager of the company does not even have a diploma. Yet, Ubroninu was the brain for the job. The guy with an MA has nothing here. Reason is because we buy the MA with Ayase. Ayase. It's not only in universities. It's not only in universities. In pageantry. My daughter here has been in so many pageantries. She will tell you the phenomenology, the vicissitudes of pageantries. The people already know who is going to win before she wins. Can you believe that? We are in a competition where people have to vote by texting. We are still busily texting. But the people have already determined who the winner is. In other words, your texting is to give them money by the mobile companies. But they have already decided who the winner is. And they tell the winner, who person will win here? But for communion, when we're cleaning offices, the beer woman she had jean strings was table. The vacuum cleaner is going to, and they go like, what was that? They open the vacuum cleaner. Nah, bag believe me, red one. The vacuum cleaner. Mu yamu hu ye a drama e hammer. I cannot take tamo. And someone make ne yamu de akase mu de beye chuma. Akase. If the only thing left now, you know all the things. I mean, all the things are pleasant to your ears and to your spirit. The only thing is that you will be a doer of the word. Finish. You can't clap. Yeah. The same thing. That is why our leaders, you know, will go and sit in Presby, Methodist, Anglican, CX, Baptist. And they say, who is making noise? Yeah. Hawks. Azoka boys, get ready. Invisible. Invisible. God will judge you. Hawks. The Lord will judge you. No, when you judge you, I'm a no. I'm talking to you. Man, such a magic stroke. And they will speak nicely as if nothing is happening. Nicely! When I look at politicians' lie, I'm telling you, America fan Amalio. America lies. You won't believe until the media brings what they said the past and bad night. They say, oh, why are you saying this? You know, don't go like that. Truth is part of tenene. They say it's part of the end. Everybody here here needs that righteousness. He needs that. It is a prerequisite. I'm closing with that. It's a prerequisite. We looking can.
Yadana
Ghana, we are sister too. We are janka. Read.
Yen anum to say kunafo. Insua yanum yetiaka.
Insua yanum yetiaka.
Yenina son so watomaye.
Hey Abrate. Oh maya. E wofango nimframeja. Yenya swa yetomaye. I'm talking the heart of God. You better listen. It's what when I'm saying Kazas is here, you're too electricity. I'm talking about 2018. 2019 atu electricity as I speak to you, same as water. Water umbebre fia mutim pipe ma mubu nsuo muto nsuo tu brings water. Car brings water. Umutimi kosa gota munsuo no ma be hwie gu tank. Gota munsuo obi nigum obeba no mu dia be gu tank ni na de bakata kosi no wa sense be gade na wo tonnyom na asegu obi nsuo obi akoni a woman, now Sagoo, who you are no address in Wabetana. I think, yea, who be cheaper? King of Abram.
What cry and quench a cayenco?
What cry your call a cheek? What cayenco?
Yea, bread.
Yea, bro! Yana!
Yea, bread. Oh, man, yah, homie.
Yea, homie. Nabatra. Yea, bro! Ghana, bro. Tell me, if you like, go to the basic schools where the capitation grant works. The children need to be receiving school feeding program. Go and see the madness of what they are eating. Oh, my guy. Make me my crack. Yes, safra at the same time. No, nam. To Jimmy for these children. Meanwhile, these ladies have received money. Sometimes it can take 1 year, but they will pay. Yeah, bro. You are 62. Unya, homie. This country is going through a lot. I'm telling you. You want to be employed? It comes with strings attached. When you are a woman, this country is a very hostile place for you. This, when you are a woman, you are so much susceptible to a lot of dangers. You become vulnerable. You become frail. Let me tell you about the vulnerability of the ordinary girl in Accra. A young girl comes from the north to central, you know, Accra Central to be a kayayo. In the night, she's sleeping by the outside of the stall. And three young men come with a knife pointed to her throat and strip her pants open and have sex with her by raping her. 3 months after going to losing her dignity and virginity, she realized she's pregnant. Meanwhile, she doesn't have a place she's sleeping. So when she's going to work, she has a polythene bag. All her clothes and everything, cream, pomade, comb, everything carries with her. They tie it around their waist and they are carrying the kayayu. Now she is pregnant. She needs to go to Antinental, but if she doesn't carry this thing, she can't eat. So she ignores Antinental. She passes through the children's hospital every day, but nothing tells her to go there. She is due for delivery, and she goes in there when labor is due. They don't have any choice than to take care of her. She delivers. The people realize that she can't pay, and so they let her go. With a fresh baby, they are sleeping outside. Yeah, bro! What do you want to enter? This girl is sleeping with her baby. And can you just imagine when they are carrying these loads during their monthly cycles and they don't even have money to buy sanitary pads? So they use the keshiri, they tear the part of the keshiri, fold it, and use it as amoisir. In the night, they wash it. So they've torn the keshiri into two and use the other one they are carrying. You and I know that those areas don't need anything that has dirt in it because infection is waiting for you. They don't care about infection. As a matter of fact, they have been infected plus infection plus infection. They don't care. And these girls will contribute 10 cities, 5 cities, 20, 10, 5, and Kumasi, and gather it together and give it to MPP, to give it to His Excellency the President's campaign. And then, after 2.5 years, these people have not received any wave of anything. The only thing that has been visible to relieve them is the taxes imposed on them by the previous government have been removed. So they don't receive their ticket. That's all. Why don't we regularize these girls? Why can't we help them? Monies that were embezzled at Maslock, why can't we give some to these girls for free? It's a strategy. It's a cyclical effect. The money goes here and comes there. Ghana! You would do union when you're young, and yes, sir. You are telling me that we can't do anything. Go and see their competitors or compatriots at abroad. These girls drop out of school, they get pregnant, and they receive social allowance from the government. They receive allowances for getting pregnant. Allowance for themselves, sometimes £60 a week, and the baby £60 a week. When I was living in England, it was £80 a week, and the baby £80 a week. 84, yay, 84. I didn't imagine you question, baby. Say, I'm going to simple, I'm going to say, 32 times 2. Thank you very much. 64. Instantly, in a month, this young lady is receiving a cool £640. And so she realized that this award is a business. So, young girl, over my 5. Multiply the money. The government will give this person a housing. I want to tell our leaders, time has come to take all these people from the streets. Time has come to alleviate poverty. Sometimes I cry for you, Ghana. I want to ask you, what happened to Vision 2020? Rollins outlined that vision. What happened to it? Vision 2020. I'm reminding you that next year is 2020. Next year! Can you believe that? When Rollins declared Vision 2020, we thought it would never come. Next year is 2020. Let me ask our leaders, what happened to the Sinchi resolve? The meeting all people met at Sinchi, where the minister's drivers were blowing petrol with the Land Cruisers. What happened to that meeting? You went to Sinchi. You paid for the hotel, paid for petrol, paid for everybody. What happened to it? I'm asking our leaders tonight, what happened to the constitutional review? I have a big book like this in my library at home, and it's the constitutional review report. Every pastor in Ghana received one. The cost of printing, the cost of the team, meeting and resolving, reviewing. What happened to it? That is why we summa all the policies that are coming up. Go and see the Metro Mass buses at Kanish. You will cry for this country. I cry for this planting for food and jobs. I cry for it. I am crying for this free SHS. I cry for it also. Yeah! Ayalolo, go and see the Ayalolo buses. You will cry. Ubafu. Yeah, bro! Tibumba me.
But you also cry and call chica and call.
Who cry your call chica? What kind of call?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro!
Wamaye nyahumi.
Wamaye nyahumi. Read.
Yeah, the Yahoma Mizrim in Assyria.
Okay.
Nia Jania, dear me.
Yet Chanuma, your bonnet.
Nusonio,
Eswania,
Nayasuna, one of
your son, and your swarm, Mumu, your son kinds have this meme to you.
Yet a gentleman, your bonnet.
Yachanum, why your bonnet?
Nusonio,
Eswania,
Nayasuna, your son,
and Kroma Kaho, JB Danka Kaho, Buzia Kaho, Ankra Kaho, a Kufu Kaho, a Fifa Kaho, Tia Rollins Kaho, Kufu Kaho, Dramani Mama Kaho, Atamil's Kaho, Yakufado Kaho, Liman Kaho. Everybody, I'm not a bunny when you are. Yeah, any so my read
and quaddy and so
and qua any dear. So I went to Kaswa to look for a place for our branch starting in Kaswa very soon. The first place I got belonged to a Russian.
Russian
was talking to me. I said, how much is the place? He's telling me, it's very simple. You were with me, Willie. How much was it? When we calculated the whole thing, for 1 year, we were leasing the place for only 1 year. The place we are going to put in windows, put in floor, and do the ceiling and paint and everything. That is all our thing. And we were going to pay almost 140,000 Ghana cedis for a year. 1.4 billion as rent. For and the Russian is talking to me in Ghana. Russian is talking to me, and I made a big mistake, and I said, but we are not a business, we are a church. He says, sir, I don't deal with church. I am a businessman. These are my rules. And qua in a dear so shiny mawako guy ye the year girl yeah. Now, these are the little things you are hearing. Do you know what our girls are going through in Saudi Arabia? Ha! Qatar and places like that. They don't have jobs. That is why they will fall for all this nonsense to go into people's countries. Our leaders, you have failed miserably. Your leadership is weak. We need audacious, rigorous, and vigorous leadership. I remember the Sainsbury next to my house. I lived at Eltham in London near Lewisham. And the Sainsbury next to my house had only Ghanaians who were doing the car wash at the car park. And when it's winter, just around this time, February or January, they wash the cars with hot water. Not warm water. Hot water. The guy has built a beautiful house in West Legon, and yet he washes cars. Cars! Ebi jadi funu, ebi uhurum kukuum, ebi ya prapra. You come to a formaso! Koya prapra, you did you a honey at watching a good time. Mo ya re! Nyame mama kind. Sometimes I get this voice. Whilst I was coming here, I went to dedicate Reverend Gabriel Anson's new book for him at Holiday Inn Hotel. Whilst I was coming here, just before the traffic light at airport, this guy comes wanting to wash my windscreen. I said, no. He said, Father, I am hungry. From morning, I haven't eaten. I took money. I gave it to this guy. And yeah, you man know, a common say, say, we'll be a bomb person worship windscreen. So, tell me if I'm a buy me. Pierre! Queue at American Embassy. It me queue, I call run about in a cheap. Out of visa! Will be to me bottom because you're refusing a visa. And I'm telling the American Embassy, if you refuse them visa, refund their money back to them. These are poor and miserable people. Why are you treating the poor this way? How can you be so wicked to poor people? The Bible said, do not rob the poor because he is poor. Don't rob the poor because he is poor. Remember what kind of scripture? Okay, huh?
Wabres your ma, new them chromo maba assi.
And let's see your ma penny. I drew a nipper my dance ready. Abrayanya Wadi. Obini Kunubaha, I was shocked. A man and husband standing here, and they are telling me, he said, Papa, I feel worthless and useless. And I'm saying, you are worthless and useless. And yet you feel you are. The thing is because he tries to get a job as a laborer and he can't find one. And his wife, the only thing he does, he can connect friends for his wife to go and sleep with, get money for them to eat. You are not feeling worthless. You are worthless and useless. Sometimes we need to tell them the truth as it is. Huh? You are a useless man. Get out of this place. Move free, uncle. Go and work with your hand. Sweat as I'm sweating right now. Even the Prime Minister of England don't live that lavish lifestyle. Sometimes 6 SUVs. Why? President is going to church. I mean, with all due respect. Why do you treat yourselves like that? You are a poor country. Jitum, that's your God. Not according to your size, according to your material. You can't pay your bills. You live like a extravagantly lavish. A miserable country like Ghana, you own a private plane for a president. Even the Queen of England doesn't have a private plane. You travel from here to Nigeria, you receive per diem sometimes $300-$400 a day, and you stay there for 7 days. How much is that? A country like Ghana cannot pay that useless expenditure. Cut down and let us be fiscal disciplined and protect, as His Excellency will say, the public purse. Read the word.
Let's what do
Praise the Lord. Proverbs 22:22. English and G. Very quickly, our last scripture. I'm telling the Dutch embassy, Canadian embassy, American embassy, British embassy, don't rob the poor. Because he is poor. This one is going to our leaders. I am very amazed that these embassies can stand in the face of our leaders and tell them that we have placed a travel restriction on you. We will not give you a visa. Multiple entry. Only single entry for 1 month. Do you know what we are doing there? Ha! Official, a holder of service passport and diplomatic passport. Do you know what they are going to do? That you put a restriction and our elders, they can't talk. And when I talk like this, it feels like, who is he? You should rather talk. You, our leaders, should rather talk. You should rather talk. Now, you know, in the morning we read it. They are damp dogs. And come and nankwa. Who you are kind of woman can see you, Matam. Kind of you know one kind of bro.
Proverbs 22:22. Rob not the poor.
Rob not the poor.
Because he is poor.
Because he is poor.
Neither oppress the afflicted in the gate.
Don't rob the poor. I'm telling you. That is why let's find a way to help all the traders in Accra. Instead of just clearing them off the streets, let's find a way to help them. They are the informal sector. They form part of the economy. Let's find a way to help them. If it means blocking the Tudu electricity road, blocking it for trading purposes, let's do it. And tax them. Let's block it and send JRA there to collect taxes. Because all these people who are selling Ofo's dresses and all that kind of thing, they don't pay any tax. Those AMA ticket is not tax. So why are you allowing them to be there? Let's find a way to help them. They are poor. Don't rob them.
Isaiah 56:9-12.
Read. The whole of Africa, how can you succeed, Africa? How? I bring my message to a close. Chapter 57, verse 3.
Our self for no German.
Our desire for any German form.
Asefo. Why I want to grow?
Why na more grow?
Why so na more church?
Because we are Christoni. Obi sa osa. Why na grow? Hey, man of God, I'm hearing things. Married women who masturbate, finger themselves, and they've done it for 24 years, and their husbands don't know. Bisexuals. That's very serious. Why na mogro ne ho? Kan bro funu ma minti. Bro funu sa ho ne nko a. Why na mogro ne ho?
57.
Kan sir.
But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore.
The seed of the adulterer and the whore.
Against whom do ye support yourself? Against whom make ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not the children of transgression?
Eish.
A seed of falsehood.
Sir, you know how you are.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.